they come to me and they say, "Hey, great one. Where in the fuck was Friday's podcast episode?" I'll tell you where Friday's podcast episode was at, all right? Just chill out for a minute. Greetings. Today is 18th of June, the year of the Trump and Fuhrer, our Lord and Savior, the God Emperor. And it's Father's Day, which I remembered as I was out doing stuff today, because I was like, man, I sure see a lot of chicks hanging out with older guys. I'm like, is that, you know, playing the game? Is that her father or her boyfriend? And then it occurred, oh, wait, no, I understand. It is her father. And it's Father's Day, so that's why I see so many young chicks hanging out with older guys. Not that I have a problem with that. I like young chicks myself. And there were a few cute ones, but I was running errands, so I didn't have time to fucking embarrass myself and crash and burn the way I did with the hot redhead. Greetings! This is an anarchy moment, which we're actually not really going to talk about anarchy. We're going to talk about where Friday's podcast episode went. And by that I mean we're going to have story time. It's story time with the Great One. Basically, this is me making an excuse for why there wasn't an episode on Friday. Because, of course, we all know that much like a... Because I do, of course, identify as a Muslim lesbian woman. And therefore, I am oppressed by the patriarchy. And anytime anything goes wrong, or I don't do something I'm supposed to do, or whatever, I can always blame this on the patriarchy. It's not like I have any responsibility for the fact that there was no podcast on Friday. So how come there was no podcast on Friday? Well, because I was having fun times. So let me tell you about my fun times. Let's do the story time with the Great One. So everything was going great, and what did I do on Wednesday? Wednesday I worked that morning, and then I was tired. Oh, yes, Wednesday. I actually had to write down some notes to make sure I had all this straight. So Wednesday, we didn't get any recording done on Wednesday because I had to do a gig that morning. And then after it was over, I had to go to the, well, I didn't have to do shit. After it was over, I went to the gym. And I was actually able to use the squat rack because when I went into the gym, there for once, there was actually not somebody using the squat rack to rest on, right? It's like a fucking government road build. Without the government, who would build roads? It's like a government road building employee fucking leaning on his shovel, right? You go in the gym and there's the fucking squat rack and there's some guy fucking resting on it. And he's got the bar is up there and he's got some weights on it. But God forbid he picked the fucking weights up. And so I'm doing the other shit. And finally he picks the fucking things up and he does like 4 fucking reps. Okay, sure, it's a lot of weight, I'll give you. But he has 4 fucking reps. And he puts the bar back on the fucking thing. And then he's got to rest for like 5 fucking minutes. I'm like, dude, come on, man. When I'm at the gym, I don't like being at the gym anyway. We've gone over this because I'm in a fucking place where I gotta listen to somebody else's fucking music. I'm in a fucking gun-free zone so I could get shot at any fucking time. And then I'm sitting here watching these people and they fucking... So I don't want to be there. So it's like me. I fucking lift the guy. I do the fucking rep. I sit the shit down. I rest for maybe 30 seconds. 30 seconds-ish, maybe a minute if I really exerted myself. And then I'm going again because I just want to lift the fucking heavy shit. And I want to go the fuck home because I got other things to do. And these motherfuckers, all, oh, I'm going to lift the weight. I'm going to do 4 reps. I'm going to rest for 5 fucking minutes and tie up the goddamn squat rack. Fuck, dude. Pick up the fucking heavy shit in rapid succession and get the fuck out of my way. So anyhow, went to the gym. Nobody was resting on the squat rack, so I was actually able to do motherfucking squats right off the bat. That was great. And I did my fucking bench pressies. Then I came home and I did my shit with my home fucking, what do you call that thing? Weight set. And I was fucking tired. Because shit, legs hurt. I've been fucking in the sun. Not fucking in the sun. I've been out working in the sun. God. Okay. So I'm tired, and I'm just like, I don't fucking record anything. So we're not doing a podcast today. So, all right, so we'll do the fucking podcast on Thursday. It'll be fine. It's Thursday. Got to go to this meeting. So I go off to this meeting. I'll tell you guys about this meeting. Yes, I am drinking a beer, by the way. Tropic King from Funkworks, one of my standbys. Is it a standby? Bystander? What's is that the word? A bystandby? Yeah. One of my go-tos. One of my favorites. Whatever the fuck the word is. So I gotta go to this meeting, and I'm thinking, alright, you know, I gotta go do some shit before the meeting. We'll do the fucking meeting. When I get home after the meeting, I'll do the fucking podcast after the fucking meeting. So, to go to this meeting, we gotta travel, because it's not here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. It's over in a neighboring state. Not that far away, because we're not that far away from other states, but still, we gotta drive a little bit to get there. So, we take off. And we get there, and we're meeting with these people. What they're doing is they are opening up their building, an event center, an event complex. This is not with the theater company, many of the theaters I work for. This is with the event company that I work for. And so we're going here to talk to them about working with them in the future and to speak with them about producing and running their grand opening of this event center. So there's 11 investors who are all dropping a shit ton of money, hence it's called investing, or otherwise known as flushing your money down the toilet, into this event center, which is costing them something like $40 million. And their stated goal is, well, we want to take business away from this other event center, this pre-existing event center that's nearby to where they are and has been around for many years, and like, we're going to steal their business. That's our business plan. He didn't actually say that's our business plan, but he did say our goal is to get business, to get events that would go to this other event center in this other city. We want them to come here to us instead of going over there. Like, okay. The new complex, the guys I'm talking to, is about half the size of the other complex that they think they're going to steal business from. The new complex he's bragging to me, we have a 20-foot ceiling. I'm thinking, 20-foot ceiling? Well, bad news for you. You don't have a 20-foot ceiling. You think you have a 20-foot ceiling, because on your fucking ceiling, you're going to hang lights. You're probably going to hang big, giant, fucking ugly chandeliers like every other fucking event complex hangs. So you don't have a 20-foot ceiling. After the chandelier is hanging down, you have maybe a 16-foot ceiling, because that's what matters. Because people like me, people like the company I work for, we're going to want to come in and we're going to want to fly lighting trusses. We're going to build this big fucking lighting rig and hook it into your ceiling and then lift it up in the air. Okay, but the thing is, your chandeliers are going to get in the fucking way. Whatever you have, something up there is going to get in the fucking way. I guarantee. We couldn't see the building because we went over there to actually see the new complex, which is under construction. We're just going to meet at a bar and talk and drink. Well, it's like, I'll take your free booze. Don't get me wrong. But I hear a lot of shit until I actually see the building. I can't really tell you much. So I don't know what's going to be in the way, but there's going to be something in the way, because there always is. Because nobody, when they design these buildings, the architects have no fucking idea what they're doing, and they never talk to anybody who knows what they're doing. And so in the ceiling, there's like, yeah, we have a 20-foot ceiling. There's my other favorite. You know, we have a 30-foot ceiling, okay? And you have a giant HVAC pipe system that's hanging 10 feet under your 30-foot ceiling. So you actually only have a 20-foot ceiling because there's a bunch of fucking HVAC pipes in the way, okay? So he's going, hey, we got a 20-foot ceiling. And I'm thinking, okay, well, the company, the event center you claim you're going to steal business from has a 28-foot ceiling. And having worked in there, I can tell you that I can get shit a good solid 22 feet up in the air. I'm not going to be able to get shit 22 feet in the air in your place. I'll be lucky to get 16. I didn't say this, of course, because there's no point in saying, especially since I haven't seen the fucking building. Because we didn't go see the building, which was the entire fucking point. This is a multi-leveled story here. It's a story of, I don't even understand how in the fuck we still have an economy in this country, given how dumb people are. So this guy I'm talking to, this is a guy who works for a company, and the purpose of this company is apparently to run event centers. And he doesn't know anything about running an event. He doesn't know that building an event center with a 20-foot ceiling is not impressive. He doesn't know that building an event center that's half the size of an existing event center and thinking you're going to steal their gigs from them isn't going to fucking work. Because the gigs that fit in the event center that's twice the size of yours will not fit into your event center because it's too fucking small. Yes, that is what she said. She never said it to me, but oh, she said it. But it doesn't matter because they're buying the beer. And it's like, okay, and I'm on the clock. Okay, so great. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, you're delusional, but that's fine. We're moving forward. So we start talking about the grand opening. Oh my God, has this motherfucker got some visions? This guy has some visions for the grand opening. Let me see if I remember. Let me see how much insight I can remember. I took notes. Ah, they're at work. They're in my binder. God, I kind of wish I had the notes. Okay, so here's the things he floated that he wants. He wants fire. Flame, we want fire. We want lighting. We want musicians that are suspended in the air. Which, mind you, I can do all of this. Okay. He wants stilt walkers. He wants a marching band. He wants cheerleaders. Not girls with pom-poms. He wants real cheerleaders. He wants valet parking. He wants... What else? Oh, God, there's so much more. What else? What else did he fucking want? He wants non-conventional tables. So he doesn't want any tables, like just a normal table. You go to an event center, like say they're setting up a buffet, right? You pull out, it's the same plastic table you have at Walmart, that 6-foot plastic table. You fold the legs out, right? You throw a fucking tablecloth, and in the biz, we call them linens. We don't call them tablecloths because that's not cool. We call them linens because it sounds classy. You throw a fucking linen over it, right? Or, you know, some places have nicer sort of bar or table looking things, which are specially made for the industry and are actually pretty nice because they're usually fairly sturdy. And because they're made for the industry where they're moved around a lot, they're almost always very lightweight, which is fantastic. It's like you've got this 6-foot bar with a fucking ledge on the top, and it's like so light you can, one person can grab it and just pick it up, and you can carry it across the room. It weighs almost nothing. And yet when a drunk person passes out and falls on it, it will hold them up. So he wants non-conventional tables. By that he means he wants like tables that are suspended from the ceiling, or he wants tables that are made out of clear plexiglass and glow because of lighting inside of them. All right. And then, oh, and he's like, what can we do to get people to go to the bathroom? And I'm thinking, well, you give them alcohol. They'll need to go to the bathroom. I mean, you could put some X-lax in the appetizers. That would get them to go to the bathroom. So he wants like something to be happening in the bath. He's like, well, we could have musicians in the bathrooms. I'm going, well, yes, yes, we could. How big is the bathroom? Which I haven't seen the fucking bathroom. So all of this, god damn it, there was more. What else? Oh, he had so many fucking ideas. Oh, hot air balloon. Well, hot air balloon. Oh, and acrobats. We want acrobats swinging from the ceiling. And we want acrobat. We want champagne glass chandeliers. Now you're saying, great one. What the fuck is a champagne glass chandelier? And that's a legitimate question. I'll explain this to you. And it's sort of what you think, but not really. Imagine this, because this is one way you could do it. So you take like a round piece of plexiglass, right? And you take another round piece of plexiglass that's smaller, and another round piece that's smaller than that, another round piece that's smaller than that, and you hook them together like with cable or something like that. So it's stacked like a wedding cake or something. You hang that up in the air. And then you take the champagne glasses and you set them up on the plexiglass level so that there's all these champagne glasses up in the air on the fucking layers. Then the stilt, when it's time for the champagne toast, because this is the grand opening, because, oh, we're opening this new thing and the 11 investors are here and, oh, we're going to steal all this business from these other fucking event center and, oh, this place is going to be the greatest fucking place ever because we're so awesome and none of us have the slightest fucking clue what we're doing. Oh, and they want to build chandeliers out of like scrap metal and stuff. So like metal sculpture chandeliers. I got to come back to that because there's another part to that. So I'm trying not to forget. And so when it's time for the champagne toast, the stilt walkers will walk up to the champagne glass chandeliers and they'll take the glasses off of the chandelier and hand them down to the people on the ground. Yes, because it's been up in the air where dust and everything from construction has been falling in it, so it's nice and dirty. I've explained to you guys multiple times about hotels, ballrooms, event centers, whatever. You know, the shit, all the dust falls down and lands. That's why it's kind of gross. I don't like going to those events, especially like you go to this event and you walk in and your salad is already sitting on the table. Guys, that salad has been sitting on that table for a couple of hours. It's gross and it's disgusting. And trust me, even if they bring, you see them like bringing the food. Now that food has been sitting in the back in the hallway, in like the service hallway where everybody, it's gross. It's fucking gross, man. Now, if the food is covered, if they bring out the main course and it has the metal cover on top of it, usually that's okay because that will come out of the kitchen. They'll put the cover on it. They'll put it in a cart. They'll push it down the hallway. It sits in the hallway. and it's got the cover on it. But the uncovered food, the salads and the desserts, man, I'm just, you know, it's all you, man. I'm just saying, I don't go near that shit because I fucking know where it's been. I work these fucking places. What was I talking? The champagne glasses are up in the air collecting dust because the place was just built, right? And the construction dust is still settling because it's not like they're going to fucking deep clean the thing or anything. There's stilt walkers are going to take the glass off of the champagne glass chandelier, hand it down to the people on the ground, who will then go over to this woman or women who are, oh, women and women. And then they want women. They want like role play. They want girls and guys to be there like role playing, live action role playing, you know, like feminist LARP being men. They want to have actors, for lack of a better word, not necessarily time. They want to have actors, cosplayers, LARPers there, doing various vignettes and pretending to be characters and all this other stuff. Okay, so keep this is all the things he wants. Okay, keep in mind all this stuff that he wants: fire, cheerleaders, marching bands, suspended musicians, champagne chandeliers, suspended tables, LARPers, stilt walkers, fire breathers, jugglers, acrobats from the ceiling. So the girl hanging from the ceiling pours the champagne into the champagne glasses, and then y'all do the champagne toast, right? They want all of this. Oh, okay. So they want to make the chandeliers out of the scrap metal, right? Make these artsy fartsy chandeliers, which is like, okay, I mean, it's a cool idea. Don't get me wrong. I like the idea. I mean, there's nothing really wrong with any of these ideas. Except for the part where the champagne glass is up in the ceiling collecting dust. But I would just not drink out of that. But that's just me. This is, again, this is the grand opening. It's invite only. There's supposed to only be something like 400 people. So it's going to, basically, it's going to be a bunch of really rich people, connected people, politicians, shit like that. As far as I'm concerned, those people could all fucking drink my piss out of a glass that's been dusted with arsenic, and it would make the world a better place. So I don't really care. Where was I going? Oh, yeah! Metal chandeliers. The guy is like, so yeah, well, we're going to make these metal chandeliers. And we'd like to have your company make them. And we will pay for you to make them. And then we would like you to store them for us. And we will rent them from you when we need them. And you will own them. And then you can, of course, rent them to other people. And so you'll be storing them for us. And when we rent them, that will essentially pay for you storing them. That's how we're, which all of that is 100% fine. In the biz, that's normal shit. And then he gets to the part, though, where he says, because we meaning the new event center, the $40 million brand new event center, which has just been built, which is going to compete with the existing event center, which is twice as big. He says, we do not have any storage space. How the stupid people get to the top of the food chain in the business world is one of the most terrifying fucking things I have ever encountered. And I have seen this consistently over and over and over. You guys know, if you've been listening to this for a long time, that I used to work in biomedical research. And during that time, we built a brand spanking new regional biocontainment laboratory, state of the art, right? And the architects came in and they designed that all this shit was designed, and they had these blueprints, and of course we had no fucking input whatsoever because we never do. And so it's all then they're starting to build it, and they're all, yeah, look how cool this is, right? And they bring in and they throw down the blueprints in front of us, us being the people who actually work in these buildings. The people who actually do the things that need to be done. And they're going, yeah, look how cool it is. Look, we got all these laboratories. And, wow, look how cool it is. Man, oh, wow, it's so cool. And we're all looking at it. And the first thing that anybody says is, where in the fuck is the storage areas? And, you know, the dipshits who are all proud of this building kind of look at us and they go, what are you talking about? And we're, where are the storage areas? Where is the area to store the water for the animals, the cages for the animals, the bedding for the animals, the food for the animals, the equipment for the scientists to use, the equipment for the employees and the scientists coming in? Where are these storage areas? And they looked at us like they had never heard of a fucking... It's called... Okay, guys, it's called a closet. Have you heard of a closet? And there's just these blank looks from these fucking PhD fucking research scientist geniuses. And this building was built and there's no fucking storage in it. There ain't a fucking closet in the goddamn place. There ain't a fucking storage room. It's, again, it's like, do you people have any fucking concept of what is required to keep, you know, 10,000 lab rats and 30,000 laboratory mice alive and in isolation so the diseases they have don't escape and infect the population, and to supply the employees and the science? Do you have any fucking clue? And the answer is they don't. And if you're wondering, well, where is everything? Everything is stored in the goddamn laboratories, in the fucking piles in the corners. Because there's no fucking closets. Because people who design buildings, architects, and I have seen this fucking consistently. Every time I have seen a fucking blueprint for a building, architects don't know what the fuck closets are. I don't know if that part's not covered in architect school, because like that week, instead of talking about closets, they're talking about how fucking white men are patriarchal and homophobic and hate Muslims and are oppressing women or some shit, or maybe they talk about global warming. I don't know what the fuck they do that week, but the week of architecture school where they used to say, hey guys, so let's talk about closets, let's talk about storage space, they don't have that anymore. So guys, we don't have any storage. Like, you have a fucking event center, but you didn't have storage added when you built the fucking place. Because let me tell you something, guys, the amount of shit you need to run in a tables, chairs, bars, buffet items, plates, silverware, lighting, sound, carpets, staging, pipe, drape, speakers, podiums, microphones, lectern, the shit you need. The other event center, the one they think they're going to compete with, has a giant fucking storage room, which is almost a quarter the size of the fucking event center itself, which is about right. If you're going to have something like a theater or an event, well, a theater, you actually need even more than that because you also have to have a workspace. But just as far as storage goes, whatever the size of your fucking space is where things happen, your storage needs to be at least a quarter of that. And depending on what you're doing, what you're going to try to do, in some places, the storage space is bigger than the actual fucking event center part. But they didn't build any storage. So they want us to store the fucking chandeliers for them, which, like I said, is fine, except that when you tell me, well, we don't have a storage space, well, what are you going to do with everything else? What are you going to do with your tables, your chairs, your linens, your fucking housekeeping equipment, your vacuum cleaners or your Zamboni, depending on what the floor is made out of, and the floor has carpet or if it's not carpeted because I can't get the fucking building yet. But it's like, guys, you built a fucking $40 million fucking event center and you didn't include a closet. Ah, that's fucking brilliant. How are you a functional adult? How are you allowed to even go the fuck outside each day and interact with other humans? You are dumber than piss. And this guy just thinks he's brilliant. Okay, so there's that. Okay, so he wants all this stuff for the grand opening, right? And sure, I can do all of this. When I say I mean the company I work for. We can make all of this happen, not a problem. He says, okay, we need storyboards. We want big, glossy, laminated storyboards showing all the things that are going to happen at the grand opening. And we need those in time for our next investor meeting. I'm like, oh, okay, when's your next investor meeting? And he says, July the 11th. And I said, well, it's going to be a little tight. Yeah, okay, it could be doable. It could be doable. A little tight, but... Then we get to the good part. Oh, Lord. Then we get to the part where I just look around me and I ask myself, how in the fuck does the economy of this country function? How is it that the people who make it to the top are the fucking dumbest, most out of touch, I don't want to call them people because they're not, I guess I can call humans, they have human DNA as far as I know, the most out of touch humans on the planet Earth? Okay, so you just heard me rattle off all the stuff that he wants for this grand opening, right? Now I know you don't work in fucking theater and you don't work in the event business because you might have gone to college and gotten a real fucking diploma and you're an engineer making six figures or some shit. Or you're a minimalist or you sell your body for sex. God, I wish I would love to do that. God, if I could just get young, hot college girls to pay me money to let me fucking screw them? God damn. What a good... Yeah, it hasn't worked out yet, but I'm going to keep trying. I'm not going to give up yet. But I'm just saying. So we get to the good part. Like, okay, well, what is your budget for the grand opening? Because that will, of course, determine many things. What, pray tell me, Mr. Old 60-something-year-old guy who works for a company whose job is to manage event centers, who is sitting here representing a group of 11 investors who have just spent $40 million building an event center with which they think they are going to steal business from other established event centers that are twice as large as them. Pray tell me, my friend, What is your budget for this grand opening? I will pause for a moment and allow you make an educated guess. So pretend you wanted all of this stuff. How much do you think you would have to pay for stilt walkers and acrobats hanging from the ceiling, and champagne chandeliers, and flamethrowers, and marching bands, and suspended musicians up in the air, which can be done, and cheerleaders and actors walking around pretending to be characters and interacting with the guest. And something in the bathroom to get people to go to the bathroom, because obviously drinking isn't good enough. How much? Just think about it for a second and come up with a number while I have another drink of beer. How much do you think that would cost? I say unto Grandpa, who's buying my beer, Grandpa, what's your budget? I know, I'm all right. And the guy says, and this is why I thank God for my theater experience and my acting experience, because it is only acting that allows me to make it through moments like this. He says, well, we have $5,000. And I should have gotten an Academy Award for not laughing in his face. And I said, okay, that's a good start. I mean, I'm assuming that you mean the $5,000 is your first retainer payment in order for us to get the ball rolling and start doing some planning and get the storyboarding produced. Because the storyboarding, you know, because let's say there's 10 vignettes, there's at least 10. So I mean, to have this storyboarded, to have an artist, first of all, come up with the concepts and solidify them. Then second of all, to have an artist draw this up as the storyboard, and then to have this printed and glossied and everything. I mean, you're looking at, that right there is going to be about $2,000. And then the other $3,000 will cover my company's time over about the next 3 weeks for us to begin the planning phase. So, and there was great silence, because I know exactly what he meant. He meant that they had $5,000 for the whole thing. We're going to spend $40 million building an event center because there's 11 rich people who have invested in this, but we can only unass $5,000 for the grand opening. But we want hot air balloons, stilt walkers, flamethrowers, jugglers, cheerleaders, LARP. Oh, ice sculpture. Gotta have ice sculptures, because that is like the fucking, in the world, in the event world, that is like the fucking epitome of fucking been there, done that, just so fucking lame that everybody has to do it. Got ice, and the ice sculptures can be on fire. And the ice sculpture can have fish frozen into it, so it looks like they're swimming around, and then it can be on fire. I'm like, gee, $5,000, that's what the guy fucking has. And we sort of broke up without me acknowledging that I know he doesn't have money to afford us, and without him saying no, the $5,000. So I don't expect to ever hear from these people again. But it's just, how? What? Is there anyone listening to this who, after I described all those things I described, would think that all of that could be done, that the people to do that could be hired, and the equipment could be bought, and the people who manage it, that's us, you know, we're the ones who fucking coordinate it. Is there anybody who thought all of that could be done for $5,000? So that ran longer than it needed to, and I ate some food at this place, and it was terrible. It almost killed my stomach. So by the time I got home, I was done. I'm like, oh, I'm tired. The fucking stomach hurts because that food was shitty. The beer was very mediocre. Thank God I didn't have to pay for any of this, other than the giant chunk of my life that was gone from the traveling to sitting there listening to this fucking moron masturbate and then tell me he only asked $5,000. And oh, by the way, we have a building where nobody thought about fucking adding in a closet. Zayas went to bed. Said, hey, I'll do the podcast Friday morning. See, this is related to the podcast, sort of. I said, hey, I'll do the podcast on Friday morning. So I go to bed. I wake up at like 1 o'clock in the morning. Can't fucking sleep. So I lay there for a little while. It's like, ah, fuck. So I say, screw it. I turn on the light, grab a book. So I'm reading a book. End up reading for like 3 fucking hours because I can't fall asleep. Which normally that'll put me to sleep. So finally I fall asleep. I turned off the alarm clock before I went to sleep because since my sleep was all screwed up, I didn't want the alarm going off at fucking 5:45 like it normally does. So I'm like, all right, I got to sleep in. Even because I had to go do a gig on Friday. But didn't have to be there until 11. And didn't even really have to be there at 11 because it's a gig where I'm not really necessary at the beginning. It's everyone else could have handled it themselves until I showed up. So I go back to sleep. I wake up at like 9:30, get up, make some coffee, slam some coffee, grab some breakfast. By breakfast, I mean some chocolate-covered cashews. And I go to the fucking gig. So we're doing this wedding, because it's her special day. Oh, it's going to be so beautiful. It's her special day. Oh, my God. And we, not this time. There's other meeting I had to go to this week. At a fucking wedding venue. The wedding venue is fairly new. And we go in there again. It's like, oh my God. And this is another thing. This is another thing about fucking architects. They're just dumber than shit. And this is why I have to see the fucking building before I ever say anything to anybody about what we can and can't do. So we go in there. There's like no fucking electric plugs. So guys, it's the current year. It's 2017. When you build a fucking building that is going to be a wedding venue, an event hall, a hotel banquet room, a stadium, a room where you're going to do some sort of functions and events, okay? You need a thing called electricity. This place has like 8 fucking electrical outlets in it, and it is, I'm trying to remember because I did it, so I was 30 feet. So I would say that the main room was 30, that was easily 60. It's probably about 90 feet by, that'd be 30. It's about 90 feet by 50 feet. And I'm looking around. There's 8 fucking electric plugs in this fucking room. I'm just like, holy shit. And that's not even count. How many of those are on the same fucking breaker? And then the ceiling. Wait, you guys, the ceiling needs to have rigging points in it. It's got to have pieces of metal up there that people who come in to do stuff can attach things to, and that they are weight bearing. I look up and there's like 2 steel beams going across this entire, like, so that's like the things like, so 60 feet. So it's like, what, 20? Yeah. So you like from the wall, 20 feet, there's a beam going across. Another 20 feet, there's another beam going across. That's it. No fucking rigging points. That's the other thing. That's why I haven't seen this new fucking event center that's going to be so awesome. We spent $40 million on but didn't buy a closet. Oh! I can't wait to see the ceiling in this place because it's going to be a fucking disaster. It's like, no, I can't fucking, nobody can fucking rig to this. There's shit all in the way, but I don't know. It's going to be a fucking disaster. I know it is. The architects didn't even know what the fuck a closet is. I can't wait to see how many electrical outlets this place doesn't have. That is wedding venue. No electricity to speak of. And no fucking rigging points. And like, okay, you guys are fucking morons who designed this building. I didn't say that, of course. The problem with all of this is I don't own... If I did own the company, we'd be fucked. It's a good thing I don't own this company. Because since I don't own the company, I am a representative of the company and the owner, therefore I have to be on good behavior and not laugh in people's faces when they tell me they have $5,000 for a grand opening. I let the owner of the company do that because he will actually sometimes just tell people that they're idiots. And anyway, where the fuck was I going? Oh, we're going to do a wedding. And what the fuck? Hang on. Oh shit. Actually, fuck, that reminds me of something I need to buy. Shit. Shopping. Wedding, they fit right in because they both involve spending money. So we're going off to do this wedding at another hotel where we frequently do weddings. We have this thing they do where we have this thing, when I say they, I mean the employees, because I don't get involved because it's fucking drape. So they do this drape thing where they put drape up behind the wedding party, right? And you do these little swoopy stuff and it's all foofy looking. And then we build this canopy around the dance floor and it's hanging from the ceiling and it's all this fabric swoopy thingies hanging down. It looks very sexy. I don't have anything to do with it because that's not my department. I'm the fucking lighting guy. And my part of these gigs takes about an hour, and that's if I go really slow, because I just throw down some lights and I point the lights at the shit and I go, yeah, and I tweak it a little bit and I may fuck with the color. It's like, all right, there we go, I'm done. But since I'm second in command at the company, after the owner, I need to show up to make sure everything's coordinated and make sure we're doing the right place and yada yada. So anyway, show up. We all get there, 11 o'clock. It's like, all right, guys, start doing your thing. They're building all their shit, and I'm fucking doing paperwork and shit on the fucking computer and answering emails and all this other shit and trying not to laugh about this guy who has $5,000 for a grand opening for a $40 million building. And I go off and I get some food and I come back and they're still going along and I'm like, all right, you know, guys, I'm getting ready to take off because I'll come back later. I'll do my thing because at this point you guys don't need me. Everything's coordinated. Everybody's happy. You know what you're doing. Yada, 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 yada. So I am, because remember, see, this is going to be a nice quick day. I've already been here for close to 6 fucking hours at this point because this was like 5 p.m. We got there at 11. It's like 5. It's Friday. It's like, okay, I didn't do the podcast this morning because I slept in because I didn't sleep last night. So I'm going to go home. I'm going to do the podcast. It'll be late, but it'll be fine. All right, you know, there's your fucking podcast for Friday. Fuck you. Damn, there's like 47 minutes of me talking already. I love telling stories. I am truly, no bullshit, I am like 20 seconds from walking out the door. Oh, no. No, we can't have that. The door to the ballroom opens and three people come walking in. And when you do this biz for a while, you learn to recognize who people are. You look at somebody and go, that is the sound guy. That is the producer. That's the merch guy. Yeah, I look at him and I go, oh, that is the bride and her parents. And there's nothing good. There's nothing good that can come from this. Because they are walking towards me with a purpose. I'm like, oh, fuck. 20 more seconds and I would have been out the door. And the bride's father walks up to me and says, waving his hand in the direction of all the work, all of the drapery and the swooping and the swaggy shit, all the fabric stuff that the crew had just spent 6 hours working on. Okay? 6 hours. He waves his hand in the direction of 6 hours worth of work and says, that's the wrong color. And what I thought was, how would you like it if I ripped your head off and shit down your fucking neck? What I said was, I'm very sorry to hear that, sir. What? What, let's talk about what the right color is supposed to be. And thus we entered into this period of very intense negotiations when then I said, well, I need to go get the hotel because the bride, well, the bride's parents, because it's not like she has any fucking money, the bride's parents are paying the hotel to do the wedding, and the hotel pays us to do the pretty swoopy stuff. So I'm saying, okay, look, first of all, I got to get the hotel involved because we kind of work for them. We can discuss, but there can't be any final decisions made without the hotel. Because, of course, what I don't say is that if we have to change anything at this point, they, because like I said, I didn't do jack shit except stand there and watch and make sure everything was being done right, which apparently it wasn't. And... because it was the wrong color. It's my day, and it's the wrong color. And I'm thinking, well, these are your fucking wedding colors, honey. This is the fucking information that we got. So I get the hotel, the guy who's in charge, one of the guys who's in charge of the hotel, who can make authoritative decisions. We all got together, and they're like, well, yeah, but this is really... it's really very bold, and we wanted it more subdued, and we once like, well, you know, you were in here. So anyhow, well, now I'm jumping ahead in the story. Because at the time, I didn't know. They had actually been in there earlier and told the hotel representative who sold them the package, they told the hotel representative with whom they were communicating they loved it. Right, and then they left, and the hotel representative, she's like, all right, great, they love it. She thinks everything's great. She goes home. Then they come back and tell us these aren't the colors we wanted, which wasn't exactly true because it's not, but whatever. Okay, like I said, they looked at it, they liked it until they second-guessed it. So anyhow, I have to get the hotel involved because at this point, my crew has been working for 6 fucking hours. And it's nearly finished. And this now, at this point, based on what they want, we have to take almost all of it down and start over. We're looking at a solid 5 more hours of work. Which, of course, the hotel is going to have to pay us extra money for that, because that in the biz is what's called a change order. Right? When you order something and it shows up and then you go, oh, you know what? I don't want it that color. I want it a different color. Well, now you're changing what you ordered. And you're doing it at the last minute. You gotta fucking pay for that, honey. So I gotta get the hotel to understand, we'll do whatever you want. Understand, you're just going to have to pay more money. The hotel says, yeah, that's, we don't give a shit. We just want these people to be happy. Which later on, when I talked to the sales representative, she was like, yeah, they told me they loved it. And this is bullshit. You know, and she says, don't worry, we're charging them extra for having to change it. So I'm like, all right, good, pass that cost on. Way to go. So anyhow, so that happened, and it's like, well, I ain't going the fuck home to podcast now, because now I got to stay here and help tear shit down, and then we got to go get different color stuff and bring it back, and I'm helping put that shit up just because I can do some of the stuff, and it's like, I need to help out because we need to get the fucking ball rolling. As it was, I did manage to go home. I got home at 8 o'clock, and this was Friday. So it's too late to go to the gym because Monday, Wednesday, Friday is gym days, because my gym membership is very inexpensive. One of the reasons it's inexpensive is because this ain't some fucking ritzy 24-hour-a-day bullshit gymnasium, right? It's just like fucking 6 to 5 during the week. If I remember correctly. So it's too late to go to the gym and use the squat rack, which somebody probably would have been fucking resting on anyway, because God forbid they pick up a heavy object at the fucking gym. So, again, I'm at 8 o'clock. I'm already exhausted, but I don't want to completely skip the weightlifting because I'm trying to be less of a fucking pussy. So I do a little bit of weightlifting, do a few rounds, a few things here. Then I go take a shower. By this time, it's 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock is my bedtime because I'm fucking old. And it's like, all right, so I guess there's not going to be a fucking podcast on Friday. So I go to fucking bed. The guys, they were there until, what time did they say they, I think they left, oh, they left at 11:30, as in 30 minutes before midnight. 23:30 hours, for those of us who know how to fucking tell time on a 24-hour clock, which everybody should be using. So they're there until 23:30 hours, fucking fixing this fuck up. And not our fuck up, by the way. And then there was. Friday was over with. Done. It was. I finally got to bed. 9 p.m., got my ass in bed, read a book for an hour, went to sleep. That's why you did not get a podcast on Friday. And you say, great one. You know, we didn't really give a fuck. We didn't even actually notice there was no podcast on Friday because nobody fucking pays attention to you anyway. What do you think? Why do you think I wanted to waste an hour of my life listening to these fucking bizarre-ass stories about fucking stupid people? Great one, why are you such a dumbass? Well, I don't fucking know. Everybody's got to be something. This is what I'm good at being, so I'm doing it. Anyway, this was an anarchy moment brought to you by the Cynical Libertarian Society and by Funkworks Brewery, Tropic King, Imperial Saison Ale. Saison. Why I can never fucking say that word right, I don't know. So then, I thought, oh, look, God, you guys almost fucking, it almost ended. Then I remember there's more to talk about. Oh, yes. Suffer, suffer, you fuckers, suffer. So Saturday, I go back to the hotel to check up on the wedding because I still haven't done the lighting because I can't do the lighting until all the swoopy shit is finished. So I go back to do the lighting, and that's where I see the girl who does the sales stuff, you know, and I talked to her, and that's what she said. She said, yeah, they were in here at like 5 p.m., and they loved it. And then they came back, and they're like, oh, we decided we don't like those colors. So it wasn't like, because they said, these aren't the colors we wanted, sort of implying that they had asked for different colors, and then we didn't do what they had asked for, which wasn't true. We did what they had asked for. It's just they saw it and decided they didn't like it and wanted something different. But the important part of the story here is that the girl's like, here, I have something for you for all of your troubles. And I'm like, yes, because this every time we do a gig at this place, I come home with beer. So it's a bang. There it is. There's a 12-pack of beer. It's like, gee, I still haven't drank the last 12-pack of beer I got from these people. Because contrary to what you may think from listening to the podcast, I'm actually not that much of an alcoholic. I mean, yes, I am drinking a beer right now, but it's my only beer today. I'm also working on, I reduce my booze intake during the summer simply because in the summer I'm outside more doing the biking, the hiking, the trail running, and you can't really do those things and be drunk. Whereas in the winter when I'm stuck inside the house because I don't fucking like the cold that much, especially don't like the snow and the shittiness and the ice and everything, I do more boozing in the winter. The summer, though, my goal right here is my standard. You don't have goals, you have standards. Learn that from Black Dragon. It's a fucking brilliant concept. You don't have goals, you have standards. You have standards, you have habits. My standard for myself is only one alcoholic beverage per day. Not that I'm required to have an alcoholic beverage every day, but if I choose to have an alcoholic beverage, only one alcoholic beverage per day, unless it's a quote-unquote occasion, such as going to an extended meeting with some douchebag who's telling me about how he only has $5,000 for a grand opening for a $40 million event center that doesn't have a fucking closet in it. Then I can drink as much as I want. Or if I'm going out with some friends, then I can drink as much as I want. But on a normal day, I am limiting myself to one alcoholic beverage. So the point being, I still haven't drank all the fucking beer I got from the last time we did a gig there. So now I got another fucking 12-pack of beer, which in this case I'm actually going to share with the guys who did all the fucking work. Because honestly, they did all the fucking work. I'm just like the person in charge who has to do the negotiating and the explaining and the coordinating and dealing with Bridezilla telling me that it's the wrong color. If I fucking bitch slap the fuck out of you, you won't be able to tell what color it is because your fucking eyes will hurt too much. But it was her special day. We wanted it to be so wonderful for her because that's what we get paid for. All right. I think that's the end of the story. God, that's a fuck. Yeah, if I ramble a little bit more, we can hit 1 hour. I'll be like, oh my God, an hour of this shit. Sorry, guys. Hey, welcome to my world. See that? This is my world, and this is why you didn't get a podcast. Okay, I'm out of here. And Wednesday, you should get a real episode of Stating the Obvious. We'll be back on the ADHD book, talking about the medicated generation and all the shit. I get to remember to tell you guys the story of... I know I have many new listeners. I have to try to remember. There's no try, do or do not. To tell you the story of where the phrase, the medicated generation, came from. Because that's an interesting little story that involves HR departments and why I hate HR departments so much. I could talk about it right now, but I think I've gone on long enough.